I don't know if many of you saw during the week that Pope Leo, when asked, had said that priests should not be using AI, artificial intelligence, for their homilies. Did he mention anything about deacons? Well, anyway, I think you'll find this one, personally written by me, and very human. Have you ever been in a situation where you look up to God and say, God, how did I get here? What am I doing here? How did this happen? Where you're in a situation you had no idea was going to come about, and suddenly you're there. Well, I had this happen to me years ago. I'd spent 30 years working in computers, computer software, writing it, testing it, all kind of stuff like that. Very technical work. Well, suddenly, more and more of that is outsourced overseas, or programmers from other countries were brought in at work for much less money, and hence, I had a hard time finding work. So in order to help our family get by, I picked up a few odd jobs here and there while I looked for work. And one of them was at a funeral home. And one day, we were working a funeral, and the owner asked me, say, hey, Rick, how'd you like to drive the hearse? Yeah, I guess. Okay, well, we're at a parish on the south side, and the cemetery is up on the north side of town. So the funeral procession pulls out on 894. I've got my passenger in the back, and off we go. And it just hits me all of a sudden, how in the world did I get here? God, really? You must have a good sense of humor, because I had no idea, after working all this time in computers, that I would be doing this. Well, in previous Gospels, Jesus called his apostles. They left, in some cases, rather lucrative type of work to come and follow them. And in the gospel that I just read to you, that Peter, James, and John followed Jesus up a mountain. I don't know about you, it said in the gospel it's a high mountain too. This is not a little bump or anything. That this is a high mountain that they followed Jesus up. I don't know how many of you people have ever climbed a mountain. Closest I ever got is taking my family on vacation out to Rocky Mountain National Park, where the minivan did all the work and it was groaning like crazy going up the mountain. But you don't do something like that up a mountain very casually. It takes a lot of work. Just a little bit when we parked and walked up a little bit in that thin air was pretty tiring. So you don't go following somebody up a mountain for no good reason. They trusted in Jesus. They trusted that Jesus knew what he was doing, and there was a good reason that they were going to be following him up this mountain. And sure enough, when they were up on the mountain, that they were able to see Moses and Elijah, and they were able to be one of the few people around that heard the voice of God. All because they chose to follow Jesus, to be able to know that this was the thing to do. They turned part of their lives over. They turned their lives over to following Jesus, and now they were asked to do this, and they were rewarded for this. We need to learn to trust the Lord. We will get experiences that we never realize. We never knew what was coming. Life can be random enough the way it is. But in a good way, to be able to follow the Lord, to be able to stretch your faith, to be able to do things you may never thought you would get the chance to do, or get the chance to experience. Years back, I made the decision. I made the decision that I was going to pursue the diaconate. I was just thinking about that this morning. It's coming up on 25 years ago that I made that decision. And it was kind of a bumpy road, but there's a lot of things, you know, going through the formation, getting accepted into the program first, going through formation, I was exposed to a lot of things that I never thought that I'd do. I never thought I'd be talking to groups of people like this up on the altar. Oh, when I was younger, this last thing I ever wanted to do was public speaking. Somehow it's happened. The Lord has transformed me, all because of saying yes and to be able to trust in Him. The pursuit of the diaconate turned out to be one of the best things in my life. And I give thanks for that. I give thanks for my ministry constantly. I give thanks for you people here at St. Leonard that have made an enjoyable experience. All of this started from me trusting the Lord, going in a direction that I never thought I would be, much less what has happened since then. So, basically, when you trust the Lord, when you follow Him, it can change your life forever. You'll never be the same again. If you have that sincere, good faith, you commit to it, now that it's in this Lenten season, it's a good time to think about that. As we work away, we're still early in Lent, so there's still time. And there's things that we all can be doing to change up, to repent, to do what we normally don't do, to change our lives. Because there are mountains to be climbed.